Hello and a very warm welcome to this Solihull podcast. My name is Claire Bullivant from the Solihull Observer, and what we're going to try and do each week is chat about some of Solihull's biggest news stories from the Solihull Observer and also take you through some of the best things to see and do this week in town. And I'm here in the studio with some pretty big Solihullian hitters. We've got Chief Executive of Solihull's Business Improvement District, or BID as it's known, the lovely Melanie Palmer.
Hello, hello, hello.
We've also got Mr. Solihull himself, Jeff O'Brien, who runs Solihull Radio.
Hello, everyone.
And we also have Solihull's very own infamous Ian Rogers, who runs What's on Solihull and also just put on the mighty Solihull Summerfest last weekend.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to the studio, guys. So what we're going to do, I thought we'd start off by talking about the front page on this week's Solihull Observer. This is actually a story that you gave us, Jeff.
That's right.
It's all about Pete Felton, who is a busker who's from Solihull. And he really sadly, he's got terminal cancer and he's put together this bucket list of things to do before he dies. Some of them are really simple things, aren't they? Like planting a tree.
A tree, carve his initials in a tree when no one's looking. And those sort of things. But yeah, he came to us via Santander, a customer of theirs over in over on the high street there. And Santander came up to the station and said, any chance that you could put this out to people and see if they could help? And with your help and then moving on to the other media partners, it seems as if it's flown a bit.
Well, he's raised £14,500 so far.
Wow.
Which is incredible. But yeah. I mean, it's really, really terrible story. He had a pain in his foot and it turned out to be a really rare form of cancer. Mm. And there's nothing they could do. They thought they'd cleared it. They went on their honeymoon. He came back with his wife, Molly, and he got the bad news that it is terminal. But this is just a small way that the local community have rallied round and just making what time he has left. Just that little bit more special, isn't it? Mm. Do you guys know of him?
Have you seen him on?
I've seen him busking, yeah, out in the street. Yeah, really good, really talented guy.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, I think really one of his wishes is to get all his live music recorded. And apparently that's happening. So, yeah, if anyone out there wants to support him and help him raise the rest of the money so he can tick off all the things on his bucket list, just get in touch via his Just Giving page. It's something we could all just help a little bit out with.
Definitely. I've secured some of the things on the bucket list via the radio station as well. He was unfortunately in hospital recently, just having his immune system checked over. And when he gets everything sorted out, he'll be into the station and we'll have a chat. And some of the partners that have already presented on the radio station have said that they would help him out on some of those things.
Brilliant. I'd love to hear some of his music as well.
Yeah, I think that would be great to see him be able to record it and then we could maybe get some of that music out there. That would be helpful for his fundraising as well, wouldn't it?
That's right. And perhaps always do a gig somewhere in one of your venues.
Yeah, definitely getting some gigs in there. He did quite an emotional status on Facebook yesterday. I'm his friend on Facebook and noticed he did quite a big, sort of long post on there, which was kind of about him making the most of the situation and making some memories. So it was quite tough to read, really, to be fair. But yeah, anything we can do to help and support him, then we should all jump on board.
Thank you, Jeff, for bringing it to our attention.
No problems at all. Yeah, it was good. A couple of phone calls and it's out there, isn't it? It's great.
Moving on to our next story, we had a surprise visitor in town, guys. Love him. He's a bit like Marmite, isn't he? You either love him or you hate him.
Yeah.
But Boris surprised us all in Solihull last week on Friday. And what do you guys think?
Bojo in Soho. I mean, you know.
We missed a trick with that headline, didn't we?
did you just come up with that?
Yes.
We missed a trick. I'm having a word with our editor. Yeah, he surprised the Conservative Association members. He just turned up to a meeting and he's definitely hit the ground running though, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I think like him or loathe him, he's a character to be reckoned with and everybody's eyes are turned to him globally, aren't they? He's really got global just attention. This is it, you know, all eyes on him.
So well, hopefully he'll...
Was he at Tally Ho as well? So he was over at Tally Ho to do a meeting. And did he swing in on the way out or something? Is that how it worked?
I have no idea. I just heard, we had a call into the paper, I think, saying he turned up. It was a surprise visit.
Wow.
Nobody knew he was coming. And he'd already been to Birmingham.
Yeah.
One
of my journalist friends was one of the invitees over at the Tally Ho place. And she took some footage and things like that. So it was really good.
But well, it's nice that he thinks Solihull is important enough to, to put it on the map.
Of course we are.
JLR.
In his first week.
It's JLR, isn't it? That's why everyone's around.
I think he's got a tough few days coming up, hasn't he? I think with his extra funding that he's put to one side for a no-deal Brexit.
Yep.
I think it's another $2.1 billion, isn't it, he's put to one side. So, yeah.
I like the 20,000 extra police officers on the street.
Yeah.
I
yep.
think we've talked about that in Solihull, haven't we?
Yes.
Often you guys at the bid seem to do the police's job, don't you? I always think.
Oh, yes.
Am I being controversial saying that?
Yeah. No, just say it.
Well, it would be nice to have a couple of police officers on our high street.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah. The police do a great job. It's just that there aren't enough of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So we like that about Boris. Mm. Yeah, well done, Boris, if you're listening to this.
Come and see us again.
Yeah. Absolutely. Come into the studio next time. Yeah, you're always welcome.
Absolutely.
That would be good.
If that works out, that would be brilliant. What's next, Claire?
Well, another amazing thing that's happened in the last week. Ian, the Solihull Summerfest, you were the organiser, you put it all together, it was your idea, and it was just amazing.
It's been an exciting weekend. Weather wasn't in our favour. Having said that, it sort of held back for us. So whilst Friday, the cinema event that we did, the outdoor cinema event, that had over 3,000 people turn up, and the atmosphere was amazing. Once the ABBA band kicked in after Mamma Mia, it was just great to see everyone enjoying themselves. Following that, obviously, we had the Saturday, which was probably our slightly quieter day of the 2 days, but some great performances. Level 42, they were absolutely amazing. Some of the younger crowd really loved the Vamps, but just bands like Sugar Hill Gang and Imagination really kept everyone's kind of excitement throughout the day. But Sunday just seemed like the pinnacle turning point for it all, where seen a lot of people there that I've not seen there before that I've been trying to entice to come in, and they were there questioning why they haven't been there for the last 4 years, understanding the scale of the events of the whole. I mean, you've been along and you've seen the amount that goes into just the infrastructure in there. So in spite of the weather, everyone had a really good time on Sunday. And the 80s bands, our demographics, I think we've said before, is people aged between 30 to 65, really, that are coming to the festival. So giving them the 80s day of what they wanted, really. Go West, Bad Manners, who did an amazing job.
It was amazing. I couldn't believe him can-canning. He was can-canning like it was 1983.
Yeah, he'd lost a bit of weight.
He was incredible.
Yeah,
I couldn't get my leg up that high.
No, he's definitely an entertainer. He's definitely a character. Proclaimers, not my thing, but they were so professional, really did a good gig. And then to finish on Human League was literally, it's kind of not just, it's almost not just a live performance, it's like a show with them, the production.
It was such a show. I liked
really
it,
good.
Two guys came in with their synthesizers, and you felt like you were in the 80s,
yeah.
Didn't you?
It was
absolutely incredible.
We're really pleased with the outcome of it.
And of course, you just sat there all weekend, just enjoying
it
all.
Yeah,
I mean, what was the chances of that? I literally, one of the investors of the Summerfest said, you should sit down and just have a little look. I think Bad Manners were on at the time. So we sat down. I turn around, click. Claire takes a picture.
And it's in the paper today.
I literally sat down for 1 minute and it looked like I just sat there all weekend. Ran around.
Looking up at the stage.
Just enjoying the show,
In his defence, though, I did see on his social media his steps count.
Oh, what was it?
No.
I didn't see that.
For the week?
For the week. Weekend.
Let's guess for the week then. For seven days of the setup and of the show
How many steps?
I know you did 60,000 last year.
Right, he knocked that out of the park this year.
So that's 30,000-ish a day. Mm-hmm. So 17,000, 21,000.
For the week?
For the week. Oh, no, you wouldn't have done 30,000 every day,
would
you? We
need to get you a calculator immediately.
So I'm going to say 80.
80,000. Well, I've seen your social media, so I'm not involved in that.
Oh, yes.
So over 7 days.
Add on a zero, I mean, yeah.
Of the build. 235,000 steps.
So I would have said 210. I can't do math.
He walked.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't quite 500 miles, but it was 100. It was 100.
Ba-boom.
It was 107 miles from memory or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Jeff, you keep using that joke.
I know,
is there any gags you've got to a particular artist and we could book them in next year and make your life really easy for you?
Come back to me in a second.
Every week as well. Oh my goodness, I don't know anyone who's ever walked that far.
Ian Botham has once. I've seen him do John O'Groats to Land's End.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember that.
That's incredible. No wonder you're looking so trim and fit.
Yeah. And I must say, you look a lot more relaxed this week than on the run.
Well, Mel would tell you when you're organising an event, and as things are out of your control, main one being weather, it's stressful. There's no doubt about it. It's stressful, and you're reliant on the weather as much as... I mean, the good thing was we've proved that in spite of the weather, we can get the people in and we can deliver, and that's good. So that makes it exciting for us of what we can achieve if we get the sunshine. Mm. But it's quite intense when you're building up, and there's a lot to put together, as Mal was saying.
It's a fabulous event, and it really does put Solihull on the map. And I think we should actually all be clubbing together to buy a huge aircraft hangar, because then we won't have to worry about the weather with all our events.
We've actually resolved it.
We just plonk that into place the park, and there we are, done.
Job done. Was everyone safe? Any issues or anything like that over the weekend?
Yeah, none at all. St John's Ambulance really praised us. The guy was in our control box, and he said... He said, basically, he can't believe for the number of people that we had on site and the fact that people are drinking alcohol and enjoying themselves. Yeah. There was just minimal issues at all. And that was actually, I think there's one lady that got a pre-existing medical condition that they had to address. So it was great. It's a really safe, fun event. Yeah. I really do encourage people to come along and experience
No
it.
Traffic issues?
No traffic issues. I mean, what we always do anyway is we close the road off at the end of the event. Mm-hmm. People come throughout the day, so it's intermittent, it's spread out, but everyone leaves at the same time. So just for people's safety of crossing roads and getting back home, we just shut the road between 9 and 11 o'clock just to make that as safe as possible for people leaving. So, no issues at all.
Brilliant
no arrests,
stuff.
Nothing. And the police were really good. We spoke about the police earlier on. We normally have, we get a couple of the community police officers, and we normally get two of the local constabulary come in. We actually had an increased police presence this year, but it was good for them because they come in on a very community level. Mm. So it was good for them to kind of bridge some and build some relationships with the people that was at the festival. They were doing the can-can and all sorts of stuff. So they built some good relationships, and that's good.
Mm. Amazing. Can you tell us any behind the scenes gossip?
Anything?
Any divas backstage?
To be honest, no, really. Buster, your man Buster, he likes a drink. He definitely likes a drink.
You can't can without a drink.
Just in case anyone doesn't know, he's the lead singer of
Bad Manners. Yeah, so there was plenty of empty Jack Daniels bottles around after that one. But everyone was really accommodating and relaxed backstage. It was a really good, nice vibe. No really gossip really backstage this year.
Just really professional.
Yeah, it all just ran really nice. We had the Head Candy stage, which was down a bit further on the field. So that was good to not as many people down there, but the people that went down really enjoyed the vibe. It was more about production, really, and just kind of dancers, sax and things. So that's definitely something that we'd like to build upon within that area.
Brilliant.
But yeah, overall, really good. We're already looking and booking artists for next year.
I was going to say, this time last year, you were telling Jeff and I, never again.
No.
But this time, this year, you're saying definitely again.
Literally, yeah, 100%. We hand over the park back to the council this afternoon, straight after here. And we have a debrief at the council next week. We're presenting to the council with, if people get a chance, I mean, look at the Facebook page and all the positive comments. I can't find a negative comment on there, which is amazing. It's really kind of...
No, you're in trumpet, why don't you?
No, really? It's actually nice to be able to, really. And it's not about me. It's about the team of people we've got around them. It's a hard-working team. Myself aside, those guys deserve some proper praise, and they should feel proud about what they've delivered. And we talk about bringing people into town. One of the things we'll be presenting to the council as well is we've had the heat map arrive of where people have been buying tickets from. And it's amazing to see people are coming from like as high as Scotland. Maybe the Proclaimers helped.
Yeah, exactly.
500 miles, geek. There we go.
Missed it, Jeff.
So close. And obviously Cornwall and places like that. So it definitely brings people into the town, mm-hmm. and gives us a chance to showcase. It's an amazing town. We're all passionate about that same thing. So it does give people a chance to kind of see it and showcase what we're capable of delivering.
Well, thank you for bringing that to our town.
Just on the end of that, I think he's deleted all the negative comments on his feed.
Oh, probably.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Back in a minute.
Back in a bit. I did see one comment and I thought it was absolutely... at Level 42 were playing, and I was looking through the social media feeds, and somebody put something on the page, and they said, you know, there's some dodgy Level 42 covers band in the park. if we could turn that down or something. And then loads of people just come in and went, it's Level 42.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's actually the real thing.
And the one bit I loved as well was when the lead singer of Human League told Solihull Hall that he was from Solihull Hall. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I only knew that because my friend was DJing in the Hyatt Regency recently, and Human League were playing at the arena in Birmingham, and this guy came over and said to him, I really love this record. He does a lot of jazz funk stuff. I love this record you're playing. What is it? Asked for some details. And then my mate went, you look like Phil Oakley. And he was like, I am. And he's playing at the arena. And he said, oh, you're playing at my friend's gig at Solihull Summerfest. And he knew nothing about it, which was a bit concerning for me at the time. But obviously the management give them those details nearer the time. And he said, oh, that's great. I used to live in Solihull. So, yeah, it was still Hillian for 14 years before he moved out.
Oh, brilliant. Fabulous. Well, well done, you.
Yeah, great work, Ian.
And also great work is coming our way to Solihull because we've got postcards from Solihull. Mel, you can tell us a bit about this.
Can I? Oh, great. Okay, I'm poised. So postcard from Solihull starts today, woohoo, and it's for a month. And it all started really by us going to see a lovely lady called Tracy at the library, who's a historian there. And she has these amazing images of Solihull going back to sort of 18th century and all throughout the ages. And they're not really doing anything. So we thought we needed to get a real sort of town centre-wide, almost gallery, if you will. So we're going to put all the images into the shops. So they're launched today. We've got 22 shops with the photos in, showing how they were in past days. Brilliant. And together with that, there's lots of really interesting stories. We've also got a Chesterfield placed into Touchwood.
I wondered what that was there for
now
today.
Now I will tell you
it
what that
all
was.
Makes
is
sense.
That a sofa?
So that leather, is a leather sofa, okay. Yeah.
With a nice rug underneath it and a little tea chest and a vintage phone. If you pick up the vintage phone, you can hear sound bites from people back in the day. So people who actually lived here. So lots of old people talking about their lives in Solihull, and that's quite fascinating. Then we've printed little postcards for people to write their own memories on and post into a box, which we'll be putting onto social media every week.
Oh, I love that.
So we can share people's thoughts of that. And then the most fun thing, and it's caused great hilarity, is Tracy told us about a children's game called Cuckoo in the Nest. Now, this is when children going back in the day to entertain themselves, didn't have an iPad, obviously, so they wandered around the town centre and looked into the windows of the bakers and the butchers and the shoe shops and found a rogue item. So it was for them to discover the rogue item and say, I found it.
So like a potato in with
a sweet shoes. A sweet shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I said sausages in with
what
shoes.
What a fabulous
and people,
idea.
Yeah. So we have scoured the town centre to buy some unique objects from our charity shops and placed them in, I think it's about 12 windows in the town centre.
Can you give us a clue what some of the objects are?
Yes, there is something that people keep calling a large, long saucepan, but it's actually a bed warmer with a very long handle, so with the copper pan bed warmer in it. And there's a candelabra and things like that. But it's for the children to do and they can win a prize. So it's all on the website, on the Solihull Bid website. But also, Tracy's doing two guided history tours, which is something that I think we really should start to embrace. Because who knew? I'm so excited I found out today. So Auden, W.H. Auden, the poet, actually lived on Homer Road until he went to boarding school. So now I'm going to start to campaign for us to have Stop All the Clocks poem put all around the town centre.
That's the famous poem in Four Weddings and a Funeral, isn't it?
It is.
Massively famous.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was actually living on Homer Road until he went to boarding school. And also Constable, the artist, stayed at Malvern House and actually painted Malvern House. And that painting now actually hangs in Tate Britain.
My goodness.
I know.
I had no idea.
So, and this came from Tracy.
This came from Tracy.
Wow.
She's a gem. Hmm. But if anybody wants to know more about the postcard and get involved in it and come and have a look, it's all on the website, Solihull Bid website. So
sounds
it's going
great.
To be fun.
That sounds amazing. And this is looking back, but I really admire you, Mel, because you do a column in our paper every other week. And this week's column is all about looking forward and the future and bringing young people into our town centres. Yeah. You want to make Solihull solely cool. But tell us yes. a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, I think this is due to everybody's aware. Anybody who works in a town centre in particular would be aware that the face of retail is changing. There's a transformation coming very quickly. And the way that we shop and spend our leisure time will change very, very quickly too. So we have to be ahead of the curve and get there and make sure we're prepared. And what we're not doing currently, which we need to start doing better, is actually having those facilities for our younger people. These are our future. These are our future shoppers. And so we just need to make sure that we're in tune with actually what they want. And when you look at research, they actually don't want to stay at home and buy everything online. In fact, it's been the biggest decline in retail sales this quarter, in online retail sales this quarter that they've ever had. Mm. So it is showing that there's, you know, people want to still come and socialise and do fun things together and try things on and touch things and buy a coffee. And
what can we do to get the kids off their Instagram pages and back into the town centre? So is it like having events? You're now running Pop World, aren't you, in the new nightclub in town?
Yeah, I'm helping them there Friday nights. Yeah, so we run the Friday nights for them and help them with that to try and, the leisure industry in Solihull is pretty much similar to the retail industry. It's changed a lot. Yeah. And it's, if we all put our hands up, it's took a decline and it needs lifting up. It needs people coming back into the town and embracing it. And it's all a lot to do with probably different competition that's taking on place outside of town. But equally, as I say, people behave in a different manner. They did get used to buying online with retail. And I think the retail experience, a lot of that's changed for people, is that people have to reinvent themselves to get people into the business, and customer service is becoming, you know, place like Nespresso and things like that, for example, is you could easily buy all those online, but people love the fact they can go into Nespresso and try different flavours and be looked after and embraced when they come in the store. So I think a lot of people are having to look at that. In terms of the leisure industry and the night time in Solihull, a couple of venues have been doing really well, and then some of the others have been in big decline. So Pop World coming into the town has kind of re-lifted a lot of people. I've been working there on the Friday nights, and it's got to the point it's full on a Friday night, one in, one out on the first couple of weeks that we've been going there, and seen a lot of people coming back into the town that maybe haven't been out in the town for a while.
Mm. I think that's it. It needed that draw for the younger audience. But also I think it's about you started with the exact thing where we need to finish, which is kind of like Instagrammability. Mm-hmm. So this is what people are doing. They want to go somewhere that they can take a photo of themselves in, that's actually going to be great for them to put onto their digital profiles. And there's a shop called Livs on Mill Lane. And they're just painting a huge, huge wall, mural inside. And it's not for anything to do with the stock in the shop. It's not to actually help sell this or sell that. It's just for people to come and take an Instagram of this new mural that's been designed by an artist to get people obviously into the shop. But do you see what I mean? It's trying to create these spaces. And then you've got the junkyard, scrapyard golf in Touchwood. There's shortly going to be some bowling coming in, you know, that people can come and have something to eat whilst they do something fun. Yep. I'd love to put a whole living green bench along the high street, you know, with some interactive table tennis tables and things like that as well. It's just really making our space social. Mm. And that's what would make it cool, I think.
Yeah, let's make Solihull solely cool. Solihull. I love it.
Solihull cool. That's a new hashtag, isn't it?
Charge, Mel. I believe it's going to happen. I do.
Great stuff.
A few final things. Best of luck to Solihull School actors who are off to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this week. Mm-hmm. They're performing two productions there. I think one of them is The Grim Tales, which I think we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. They performed it recently in town and apparently it's incredible. And the other one is an adaptation of The Invisible Man. And great that we've got two productions happening up in the Edinburgh Fringe.
I've seen some of the stills. I've seen you've put out some stills, I think, in your media of the production of Invisible Man. I think whoever's designed that stage design is great.
I think it was actually written as well by the sixth form students at the school.
Self-devised,
so incredible. And also, I'd love to just mention this one story of the amazing father and daughter team who went. They were basically out for a walk along the towpath. and they saw all this litter in the Grand Union Canal and they couldn't get to it. So they went home, grabbed the dinghy, brought it back, got in the water, and they spent a couple of hours clearing up the canal, which is just so amazing, isn't it? I mean, it's horrible that they have to do it, but we do have so many incredible people out there in our town. So if you do know anyone, any local superstar, let us know. We might just get them on the podcast or do an article in the paper or something.
Get them into the studio.
Absolutely. Well, that brings the news section to, unfortunately, we've only can do a couple of stories every week, but hopefully they're the good ones for you. And we'll be back after the break with all our local What's On this week.
First Fields is one of the region's most respected law firms with more than 120 years experience. Winners of the Chamber of Commerce Excellence in Professional Services Award and High Growth Business of the Year Award. We have over 150 experts working across 8 regional offices, all dedicated to finding you real solutions. Get to know us better at firstfields.co.uk.
Solihullradio.com.
Welcome back, and we're back with some fun things to see and do this coming week in town. Starting off on Friday, the 2nd of August, we've got the Farmers Market happening on the High Street and Mill Lane. This is supporting all our local farmers, and you need to visit this popular market because it offers such a tempting range of local produce sourced from within a 30-mile radius of Solihull. You can get all the details on the organiser's website, which is skets.co.uk. And I love local farmers markets, don't you guys?
Yeah, I do, walking past cheese, pie, that'll do me.
Oh, I was going to say one word, cheese.
Cheese, It's great, isn't it? Moving on, there's some football coaching out with Solihull Moors at Knoll Park from 5 o'clock till 6.30. And this is Friday the 2nd of August. Develop your skills, increase your level of fitness with the Solihull Moors, and it's a completely free event.
Oh, wow.
That'd do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, run around the park. Doing brilliantly, aren't they?
Fantastic. There's also a production of Treasure Island happening at the Core Theatre on Friday. These are the talented young actors from Solihull's Summer School, and they're joining forces with the performers from Catch 22 Productions. This is, of course, the classic seafaring tale. It's really good family fun with some sea shanty songs and, of course, audience participation.
I know a little bit about Catch 22. They were here last year for a summer school and they absolutely knock it out of the park. They're a brilliant production company. Travel in, do the summer schools with the Core. And what they can produce in 2 weeks of rehearsal, absolutely amazing.
Is that all they have, 2 weeks to put on the show? Wow, amazing. Fantastic. This one looks like it's one of yours,
Ian. That's
an
Ian one. Okay, as soon as I see the letters DJ, I just look at Ian.
see if I can work this one out. So it's the Jamrock at the Mason's Arms. Promoters in there this week, and they're basically dropping a lot of the old school sort of reggae and dancehall tunes. They were there, I think it was about 2 months ago, and they brought along a UB40 tribute band the last time. So they've got some DJs along, and that's a good event. That's free entry. And then the other side of the High Street down on Poplar Road, I'm going to say. Is that right?
Yeah.
Am I getting my...
I started
to doubt myself then for a minute.
Not popular.
Pop World. We've got Top of the Pops there, which is the weekly promotion, which hands up are behind that. We've got a glitter ball this week. So each week we have a different theme on a Friday to try and keep it exciting all the time. So the first 100 people through the door this week that pay get a free glitter cowboy hat.
Love it. Yeehaw. I'm coming just for the cap.
We've got free glitter face painting all night for everybody. We've got glitter cannons going off at midnight and photographer there. So that's 10 o'clock through till 4 o'clock in the morning. And I've been really impressed with Pop World. It's been so much fun.
Everyone keeps talking about the dance floor.
Yeah, so there's two LED dance floors in there. There's it's the first one in the house.
I want one in
Mel Square. Square, that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the first Pop World in the country to have actually two. They only normally put one in them, so they've got one in the VIP area and one in the main area. And I'm kind of stood there a lot of the time and thinking, songs come on, and whilst you might not listen to these songs at home, not even like the Bare Necessities or something, just something random comes on and you can't help but enjoy yourself. So it's great to see that venue, the transition of it from walkabout to Pop World now, catering for people aged 18 to in the 60s. Everyone can go in and really enjoy themselves. It's great.
Love it. Just what we needed, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well done. Saturday the 3rd of August. I love this idea. It's a sporty picnic happening at Shirley Park. B93AL is the postcode for your sat-nav. It's all kicking off at 12 o'clock noon and goes on until 4 p.m. And there's going to be a variety of sports days activities for all ages, including the infamous egg and spoon race. Do you remember those? That was terrified me at school. I hated that one. But there's all the three-legged races and sack races and things. So get yourself down there. It's going to be a free event taking place on the Camp Field, Camp Hill RFC between...
I'll help you out with that.
Yeah, help me out with that. I don't know where it is.
Okay, it's on the field between Camp Hill Rugby Football Club, RFC, and the ASDA.
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 There you go.
Basically the top field of Shirley Park.
Got you. I haven't been over to Shirley in so long. I don't really know that area, but... Oh. There you go. I need to check it out, don't I? Get my egg and spoon ready.
next door to ASDA. Very good.
Also on Saturday, we've got the 3rd birthday garden party at the Beach House. Go the Beach House. They're always winning awards, by the way. Grab your family and friends and drop by and help them party on down for their 3rd birthday this August. It's a great venue and one you certainly wouldn't want to miss if they're partying. It would be so fun.
I think we had our first ever meeting about this podcast.
We did.
That was the location. So we have them to thank for this podcast.
I'm a fan of their coffees in there.
Yeah.
Very good. Coffees.
They've also got the Wedding Crashers there, so that's great.
Local guys.
Is that the real Wedding Crashers from like the 80s or 90s? There was a band called that was The Wedding Present, was it?
Yes, that was The Wedding Present. Now, this is local guys, Joe Stafford and Jamie Tovey.
They're there. The jazz. They're brilliant.
They're amazing guys. Yeah. They do a lot of stuff at the Jam House and stuff as well. Got great credibility. And there's some good DJs, actually. Matt Bullock does a lot of work over in Dorridge. He'll be there. Pete Sheriff, who's the host of Solihull Summerfest. And a guy called Phil Doherty will be there as well, who used to be the DJ at Rosie O'Brien's nightclub when I used to come out as a child.
Yeah.
I was a child. That's wrong.
Hold on a minute.
Well, I was 18, so I guess I was really, by all accounts.
Were you 18?
Yeah.
Yes, officer.
With the laminated ID.
So that's on the Saturday, but on Sunday the 4th of August, we've got the Solihull Dining Club again coming to town at Malvern Park. B91 3DL is the postcode for your sat-nav. 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. and you can expect around 15 of the best local street food vendors going to be there with bars, arts, crafts and entertainment, and there's a DJ playing, great music all day. You can find out all the details on digbethdiningclub.com.
Taking place on Tuesday the 6th of August, it's a magical tea party at the Parkridge Centre in Bruton Park between 12:30 and 1:30, where you can take a journey to a magical woodland, concoct a magic potion, that sounds interesting, and help out the Fairy Queen and make some mud trolls.
Ooh.
Suitable for young children, age 2+, and maybe while they're doing that, you can get involved in some of the coffee and cakes within that environment.
Yeah, great coffee.
Absolutely. Something I don't fancy on Tuesday is this bat walk. Has anyone ever heard of a bat walk?
Oh, I'd love to go.
Would you?
Yeah, I don't mind things like
that. Oh, I'm terrified of bats. My parents' house is like 500 years old, and I'm not joking. You could be sitting there watching TV and a bat will just dive down through the chimney and sweep you. They go for your head.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of them.
Yeah.
No, so this is a bat walk. If you don't mind bats like Mel, get yourself along to B376LD between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. And there's going to be some park rangers there helping you find bats, basically. If you want more details on it, give them a call on 0121 704 8000.
Brilliant stuff. We are the champions on Wednesday the 7th of August at Damson Lane Park, B92 9JS, 11 till 3 with sporting activities galore, face painting, rides and a Punch and Judy show. I'm never too sure about Punch and Judy shows.
Me too.
Free entry, so head down there on Wednesday the 7th of August.
It's when everyone gets eaten by the crocodiles, isn't it? That's what always used to terrify me.
They've tamed them down,
haven't
they?
I hope
when they used to beat his...
Yeah, over the head.
Frowned upon that.
And the last one on our What's On This Week is the Bird Hide and Seek at the Parkridge Centre again, Bruton Park, B91 3HW. Again, 12:30 till 1, and which birds can you spot? It's warwickshirewildlifetrust.org.uk/events.
Brilliant.
For info on that.
What a lot of interesting and exciting things to do this week in town. And well done, guys. Thank you for our first newsy podcast.
That's great.
Went really well, didn't it?
Great fun.
Thank you. Yeah,
real insight there. So if if you have an event that you want us talking about on the podcast, or if you've got some news stories, get in touch with us at the Solihull Observer, Solihull Radio, Solihull Beard, or What's on Solihull, and let us help you tell the whole of Solihull.
No problem. See you again soon. Thank you very much for downloading this featured content podcast. Thank you all to our presenters, our co-hosts today, and we'll see you again next week for another show. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to Solihull Radio.